Okay, guys, well, like Max said, we are doing something a little bit different than we normally do. Generally, you know, now would be the time when we pull out those Bibles and we look at something from God's Word, but we're tonight we're doing something just a little bit different because, like Matt said, we're in the middle of this capital campaign. And what this is, just to review a little bit, we started last week. Actually, this is something that we've been thinking about for a long, long time, and that's adding an addition on to the south side of our property here, and we're going to get into some of those details tonight. And we actually started talking about that possibility months and months and months and months ago, years ago. We've been kicking that around. But last week we kind of talked about, we kicked off this capital campaign, talking about what it seems like God has given us a unique opportunity. God calls us to make an influence in the world. We're really here as a church. There's all kinds of things that go on. We love each other. We serve each other. We care for each other. That's part of what the church is. It's a family. It's a body where we, you know, we're close together. We love and serve, and just being together sometimes seems like enough, and it is. It's a wonderful thing for the church just to be together. It's fun to be together. It was so much fun just to walk. I was walking around in the back singing those songs and worshiping the Lord with you guys. And every song seemed like it was, oh, that's just so good. And then we'd sing the next one. Oh, that's so good. We talked about the pure and holy passion, one magnificent obsession. I was just praying, yeah, Lord, that's what I want. And then we talked about going out onto the ocean and having our faith made strong in the presence of our Savior. And I was just worshiping with you guys, and that's part of what we do as a church. But another part of what we do, God asks us to have an impact in the world around us, because not everybody knows the Lord. In fact, a lot of the world that we live in, much of the world that we live in, doesn't know the Lord, and in fact is still lost in their sins. And God calls us as a church, He calls us as the church to be the light, to influence the world around us. That's another big part of what God asks us to do, and He calls us an army. He says that we're a body, and we all have gifts, and when we work together, we can function, and we're strong. And so that's another part of what we do as a church. And what we're talking about here in this capital campaign to raise money to add that addition really does, it helps us in both of those things. We have a growing number of children. Our congregation is growing. The people who are part of this church family is growing, and particularly the little ones. More and more and more of those little ones are coming along, and that is exciting because God is speaking to them, and God is stirring them up, and he's speaking to them when they're little and they're growing up. And we're seeing something here at Cedar Creek that much of the world, in fact, much of the Christian world, doesn't see all that much, is we're seeing as the kids grow up, they're not disappearing. More and more and more in our world, when kids get to that middle school, high school age, they kind of drift away from the church. They drift away from the Lord. And by God's grace, we're seeing a lot of those kids come and stay, and they're inviting their friends. And so God is doing something very good. And so having space to do that in as our own family grows is a good thing. But the other thing that we can do with that, with possibly a new building, is we can be a place where more and more and more young families can come. Young families, when people begin to have kids, that's when they start to look to the church again. You know, maybe the church has something for me because I got these kids, and you know what? It would be good for them to go to church. Well, let's go find a church. And so they can come, and we see that. So it seems as though we are uniquely positioned to help ourselves and to have an influence on the world. And one of the ways we can do that, a tool, not the goal in itself, but a tool, is to add on, to use the financial strength that we have and the people that we have to add on so that we can do that a little bit better. That's what we talked about last week. We kicked that around a lot. If you weren't here, if you want to kind of listen to that again, that message is online. You can listen to that. Tonight, what we want to do is get into some of the nuts and bolts about what it is that we're actually thinking God is asking us to do. So, to do that, I'm going to need some help. And so I'm asking Justin and Jim to come on up here. Matt, where'd you put that microphone? You got it? Okay, there we go. Well, I think we'll pass it. Yeah, we'll share that one. So what we're going to do tonight, folks, is just kind of lay out some of the nuts and bolts. Talk about what it is that we think God's asking us to do, kind of when we'd like to do it, and how that it might happen, okay? And then we're going to end tonight, because we talked about this last week, too. Part of this, making this happen, is we have to pay for it. And so part of it is giving all of us an opportunity, if we want, if we feel God leading us, to contribute to this. And so we're kind of going to talk through that a little bit tonight, too. So, here we go. And we're going to be, when we're done with this, we're going to open it up for questions. If you have questions about anything we talk about tonight, we'll spend some time answering questions. This is Justin. You guys should come out from behind me. I feel like you're going to grab me or something. Justin and Jim, and these guys have been part of this process for a long time. And we'll start with you, and we're going to talk about kind of what it is that we're looking at here. So, Luke, can you give us that first slide? This is something that this is out in the foyer by the egg rolls. You can take a look at this. This is kind of a artist's rendering of what the new addition will look like there. And you know what, Justin, I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, they put this rendering, I'm going to hopefully not pop. They put this rendering together for us, and you guys at one point probably saw a different rendering with a building to the north with a big sanctuary and a bunch of offices. And since then, we've decided that we're going to go with a smaller expansion to the north.
South.
Yes, to the south to meet our immediate needs. So this is the rendering that you're seeing now. And as you can see, to the south, we have this smaller building attached by a bit of a walkway, which comes out right there and to a big open foyer. There's a big carport that we can pull cars in underneath. You know, if it's raining, we can drop our sweeties off. And then there'll be offices on the east side of that. So if you guys, Luke, you would, you could put up the sketch that they have put together for us. And hopefully we can zoom in a little bit. You can see here, that's our current building. And then off to the right side of the screen is the zoomed in side. And so here we're on the far east, which is way over there. We have offices and a conference room, mechanical utility room. We actually have an up-to-date rendering of this. That mechanical utility room is much smaller. The men's restroom is a fuzz bigger. There's one extra toilet.
My fault.
There is a family bathroom for changing kids and whatnot, and the women's bathroom is the same size as it is here. So that mechanical utility gets a little smaller. And where that server and storage room is, there's a staircase that leads down into a basement where we have more storage. One of the big issues we've had here, if you guys have been around for a while, we have stuff. Like the Edge has stuff, and Sunday School has stuff, and Children's Ministry, and Vacation Bible School. We have all these props and whatnot for those things. We have nowhere to put them. So Nancy sometimes keeps it in her garage for us. And other places, I believe Jim even has our conference table at one of his stores, just because we don't have anywhere to go with it. So that basement would be for exactly for that. We have like four closets in this building right now that are completely full. If you try to pull something out, you'll probably get hurt. So ask Nancy and I for help if you ever need anything out of there. But that will meet that need. And then there's a small office right here that's labeled finance. We're not entirely sure what we're going to do with that one yet. We thought about using it for a finance office, but that's just what we're calling it. There'll be a built-in coffee bar right here with two bubblers not too far away. And then we have the large foyer space.
If you don't know what a bubbler is, Justin's from the wrong part of the world.
It's called a bubbler, but water fountain if you prefer. so we'll have a much larger foyer. One of our renderings had a bunch of couches and stuff kind of scattered around for mingling. But one of the other things that we've experienced with this building is we've got this little like hallway of a foyer, and in the mornings, Sunday mornings especially, you get 50 people crammed out there, and your eardrums might bleed because it's just so loud. Everyone's trying to talk over everyone, and it's just crazy. So we have a much bigger foyer space, some vestibules. That's another thing in the winter. If you've ever been in here and doors are constantly getting opened, it's like 40 degrees in the foyer because the doors just always open. And, you know, Wisconsin, it's like negative 30 all the time. And then we'll have a place to hang coats and whatnot. And here is, again, that breezeway. So.
Yeah, can you pan out to the whole thing, and then you want to talk about what's going to happen on this side over here then?
Yes. So with this, the capital campaign is for the expansion to the south here, this building. But what we want to do when that's all said and done with is these offices, my office, Rob's office, Nancy's office, so those three right there will turn into Sunday school rooms to meet the need of, we need more space for all of these kids. And it is an exciting thing to have that problem, but we're going to have two to three more rooms to make into nursery space or Sunday school room. Hopefully at some point we'll move the wall that you guys see right back here a little further back, expanding the sanctuary so we can seat. Right now we seat 243 chairs on a Sunday morning. We'll hit 299 chairs. And the mother's room and whatnot might get moved around, but we're not real sure what we're doing with that yet.
Yeah, so again, just one of the big purposes of this is it's going to increase our Sunday school space because those three offices will all be Sunday school space, and it's going to increase our sanctuary because we will move that wall over. So it hopefully does a lot of things. Jim, do you have anything to add to that?
Just that we're looking at squaring off the mother's room, actually.
Making it larger.
Making it a little larger.
Yeah.
And the idea is to get the flow, instead of people hanging out between, we'll get them into the larger foyer area.
Yeah.
Did you guys all catch that? I hope
and
so.
And then we'll have, I'm excited about the conference. Anyway.
I was pretty excited about the conference room. Right now when we have our trustees meeting, we can't meet here. We can, but it doesn't work out. So anyway, we have a conference room, offices, so people have their own offices. I know Nancy's office gets pretty crowded some days. Yeah. There's a lot going on in there.
Sometimes you need a little privacy. The restrooms, I think, speak for themselves. The basement is a real good use of money to go down with the storage. So that's about all I have.
Yeah. The north?
Yeah.
Yeah, Luke, can you switch to the north when you want to talk about that, Justin? No, the next PowerPoint slide, the big one to the north there. And there you go.
Yeah, so not long ago, a year or two ago, we had talked about doing a larger expansion to the north, and this is the architectural drawing for that, and that would seat about 450, and we had offices and whatnot. So what the hope is that some point in the future, we would build something, not with all those offices, but with a large auditorium sanctuary for us to gather together, worship in. Acoustically would meet our needs better. These low ceilings make it very hard to mix, mix the sound so that it sounds really good. So at some point, a sanctuary to the north that seats about 400 to 450. And then this room would become a multi-purpose room for things like the sportsman banquet, for things like the Valentine's dinner, for Awana to use every Wednesday night. It makes it much more easy, get rid of some of these fans so that the kids can throw balls around and not break anything. Makes it easier to be utilized by other events at church.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's in the so that's hopefully in the future, and we're just throwing that out there for two things. We'd talked about that before, and some of you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, I thought the addition was going to go there. That's still hopefully maybe in the works at some point, or we'd go out this way with the sanctuary. But for right now, Luke, can you go back to the one right before this? That what we're talking about right now is this. What we're talking about right now is building the smaller expansion, that smaller building to the south. And that would be office space and a big foyer, and then we would use our existing office space for Sunday school rooms, make this sanctuary a little bit bigger, okay? So that's what we're thinking about doing, and we'll have time for you guys to ask questions about that in a minute. When we're thinking about doing this is, and again, we've been talking about this for a long time. We've been kind of planning and thinking and praying about this and dreaming about this for some time. We're hoping that we can break ground this summer. We would love to get all our ducks in a row and break ground this summer, get all of the winter comes at some point. We have to have the thing framed in, but hopefully get it all framed in so then we can work on it over the winter so that, it's not unrealistic to think if we can do that, we would be into the new building in a year or even a less. Next spring, perhaps, we would be into the new building. That's kind of the time frame that we're hoping for if that's how God continues to lead. So that's what we're hoping to do. That's what we have kind of thought God is leading us to do. It's when we want to do it. But the next question is how? How are we going to make that happen? And so we want to talk about that here for a little bit. And I'll take this first one, and then, Jim, I'll just turn it over to you when we hit the finances. But we have been talking to well, there's different ways to go about this. And one of the things we can do is just work with a builder. Have somebody who is a builder come in and build this. And we've talked to lots of different builders, and we continue to do that. Talking to different companies here in town, they're giving us estimates of what it would cost, how, you know, when they think they could do it. And of course, the easiest thing from a work standpoint is for us to say to a construction company, here's what we want, make it happen, call us when you're done. And so that's one option here, is just to completely work with a builder, let them do it. We're looking into that. A second option that we have pursued some is to do it ourselves. And we've done that some in the past. This building here, we bought it, and it was over there about 800 yards or 800 feet, I don't know, over there. It was sitting in a different place, and it was just a big empty building. That there were very few interior walls. It was a showroom. This was a big waterbed showroom, and the other side was a warehouse. And so there was not much in it. So we remodeled this whole thing, did it ourselves, built all the interior walls, did the stage, did all the flooring, all the tile, everything you see we did ourselves. Then we had to cut it in half, literally cut it in half, take all the sheetrock out. Somebody picked the building up, moved it over here, and then we put it back together again. And we did that pretty much all ourselves, just people in the congregation. We just did it and made it happen. We could do that. We could. We were looking into, well, could we as a congregation just build that building, that expansion to the south? We're looking into that as well. A third option is some combination of the two. And we've been talking to some of these construction companies about, well, if you did some, how much could we do? And some of the possibilities of things that we could do as a congregation is, you know, we could do the flooring. We laid all of that tile. There's people who can do that. We can paint. We can drywall. We can do landscaping. There's stuff that we could do kind of in conjunction with the construction company that would save some costs, give us some hands-on work in the building. All of those things are options, and a lot of that is still being worked out as we work with different builders, talk to different builders, get from them what it's going to cost, what they'd be comfortable letting us do. So some of that is still up in the air. We're looking into that. And that's an ongoing thing. We want to get all of those questions answered, hopefully by May 1st, so that we can get in the line for, you know, for the contractors, all of the concrete guys. Everybody has to get us in their schedule for the summer. So we want to have those questions answered by May 1st, and we're in line to do that right now. But now I'm going to turn it over to Jim, and he's going to talk about the finances of this, how that's all going to work.
Okay. Do you want to sign?
Joel?
Yep. Okay. Again, as Rob said, we could just call up construction companies, say, hey, this is what we're looking at. This is what we want. What's it going to cost us? And we've done that, and it's really hard to get exact numbers, but this is the best number that we can come up with. Turnkey, write you a check for $750,000. Write a check for $750,000, go through the pain of everything, but we wouldn't have to touch anything, and 6-8 months, it'll be ready to go. That would be ideal if we had the money. We don't have that kind of money, and I don't know if it's really in our culture to just spend that kind of money on this. I could be wrong.
Jim's volunteering to build it. That's
well,
what I'm hearing.
I'm volunteering to build.
No.
This is a family. It's
yes,
a church.
It is.
And
yes.
Everyone, you know, does a little bit, builds a culture, and really what we're looking for. So anyway, that's the top number. It might go up and down a little bit, but, I mean, to put that building up, that's probably what it would cost. So do you want to hit the next slide? Over the years, when we moved, we had a loan. It's many years ago. Anyway, we had to borrow money to actually buy the building. I think we had some money to buy the building, but to cut it in half, buy all the materials, the flooring, everything. We acquired some debt, and we've paid that down. I think we've been debt-free for 5 years.
Yeah.
And so each month we put a little bit away with the, because we knew we were going to have to build or we'd have something long-term, and so we've been putting away. And we've got about $215,000 in cash right now to go to this project. And so that leaves $535,000 to come up with. Now, it's a big number, but you got to look at it. You know, we're trying to do this over 3 years to fund this program. It isn't going to happen today. We don't want to have a 30-year loan. At the end of this program, we don't want to have a bunch of debt. And so we've got $535,000 is what we're looking to raise. You want to hit the next? Pledged. The trustees, when we did our last campaign, capital campaign, the trustees said, well, what can we do to get this fund going? And the number there is $35,000. We just use that number. It's more than that. It's probably more like $50,000 right now. And I haven't contacted everybody to get the dollars. But the trustees are having a buy-in on themselves. We're making sacrifices in our own budgets to get this up and going. So that leaves $500,000 or less to go. And then we thought at the end of the next one here, long term we might need a loan to carry us over. Maybe like a 5-year loan that we could pay back. But really it comes down to about $300,000 is what we're trying to raise from everybody. And it seems like a big number, but little by little, you know, every little bit helps. We can't do this. We can't do this on our own. This is what we're doing it for. We're trying to build a church, our family, and so it's an investment, and that's what we have to think of it as. And so we're asking to stretch your own budget. We don't. When you tithe, we'd like this over and above your tithe, and Rob, you'll probably get in more into that, but we want more, you know, of your. Another way we could say bring that $300,000 down is how much work we can do on our own, and that's to be determined yet. There's a lot of room in there yet. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. So yeah, just that and that pledge that 35. So the 215 is in cash. We have that.
Yeah.
That's set.
Yes.
And that 35 is a number that that certain people in the church have pledged toward this capital campaign already. And that's and so Jim, you want to talk a little bit about that $200,000 loan? How okay. We've been setting aside money
yes.
to service
we've been setting
that?
Aside roughly $1,500 a month, every month, and. We looked at that $200,000 that we could service that debt on, I think, a 10-year loan, something so that $200,000 just by continuing to set aside what we're already putting aside. So
in essence, we've been, I mean, we, in our existing budget, without our normal budget getting any bigger, we could service a loan of $200,000.
Right.
We've been setting that aside already.
Yeah.
So that money has been there. And there's Mr. Luke. Luke's here, and he has something to say. No, he doesn't. So that is kind of the how and the what, and kind of how we're hoping to do that. And so what we'd like to do now, we're going to, in just a few minutes, we're going to open this up for some questions. But what we'd like to do right now is I'm going to have these two guys pass out to just one to every family or one to every, you know, if you're here with your spouse, just grab one. You want to just raise your hands, one person per household. And I'm just going to very, very briefly talk through what's inside of here. When you get it, you can open it up and take a look at these things in here. Then we're gonna take some time to answer questions. Okay. So when you get one, pull it open. The first thing in there is just a letter here that again just kind of introduces, explains what we're doing, kind of summarizes where we're at, why we think this is a good idea. Just kind of lays out what it is that we're doing here. Okay, there's a sheet in here called Frequently Asked Questions. You know, obviously when you do something like this, that there's all kinds of things that we think about, questions that we have, and so we tried to think and ask people what are questions you have, and we put a bunch of those down on paper and tried to lay out an answer for them. This doesn't answer every question, obviously, and you may still have some, but this might help to kind of work through some of the details, some of the questions that you might have. There's a sheet in here that just has a picture of the rendering, and it has that blueprint on the back there, so you can see that a little bit more clearly. It's kind of small, but it lays out kind of what it is that we're hoping to build. And so this is something that you can take a look at just to remind yourself, oh yeah, that's what we're going to do, and this is going to get moved here. That's what this is. Then there's a couple of documents here. There's one that says how to give, and it just talks about kind of what the need is and how you might go through working through this process of trying to figure out, well, what might God ask us to give? Because what Jim says is true. One of the strengths that we have, and we talked about this last week, is that we are in such a good financial position as a church. And the reason we're in a good financial position is because the church body regularly gives to the church, and you know that's why we don't sell anything. We don't, you know, try to make money. The church functions financially because you choose to give to the church, and that's a blessing. It's a way to worship the Lord. It's an honor to God. It's just a good thing to do with our money, and you all do it so well. What we're asking for this is for something above and beyond what we normally give. If you normally tithe, that's fantastic. What we're asking is for you to think, Lord, would you have us for a time give more than that? That's what this is about. And so this one, the one that says how to give, talks about that. And we'll talk about those things more in the upcoming weeks. Like Matt said, we're going to take a break next week for Good Friday and Easter, but then we'll come back afterward and talk about some of those details. What does that look like? How does, you know, does God really ask us to do things like that? How would I give above what I'm doing now? That's what is in here, the one that says how to give. And then the last one, it's a commitment form. This is the form that when the time comes, we'd ask you, if you feel that God is leading you to commit something to this capital campaign, this is the form you would fill out. You would fill out the information here. We'll get into the details of this more later on. You can give monthly, yearly, really however you want. You can give electronically if you'd like. You can write a check. But that, all of those details are here in this commitment form. And this is something that we'll talk about more in the future. We just wanted to get it into your hands early on. Okay? So, again, just to kind of sum up, guys, Luke, could you go back to that slide with the numbers on it? In big picture terms, our best guess right now, what we would love to do is to raise that $300,000. Now, if we raised $500,000, we wouldn't have to borrow any money at all. That'd be fantastic. If we didn't have to borrow any money, that'd be even better. We've been setting aside the money to service that debt, but my goodness, it would be great if we didn't have to. But we figure at least that $300,000, because one of the things that we don't want to do is to put ourselves as a church in a financial bind where we spend money and then we can't pay it back. We spend money that we don't have. We borrow more than we can pay back. That's not a good stewardship of our money, and we really don't want to do that. So we're looking at this and saying, Lord, can you raise from this church family, can you raise from this body $300,000 over 3 years? And that's a big number, like Jim said, but that's what we're looking to do, okay? And that's what we're going to be asking each one of us to be thinking and praying about. Lord, how would you have me give to that? Is there something that you want me, my family, to do, to give to that, all right? So that's what we're going to be talking about in the days to come. But here's what I want to do right now. Let's bring the lights up a little bit, and let's get Jim and Justin back up here, because I'd like to give you guys an opportunity just to ask some questions. If you have questions about what we talked about, okay? Specific questions. And you've got that blueprint there in front of you. If you have questions about the building itself, if you have questions about the process, if you have questions about finances, the money stuff, we'd love to just try to answer them for you. If you don't have any, I saw my wife bringing more and more egg rolls out, and so I'm guessing that thing is full of egg rolls right now. So we could just go back and eat. But if you have questions, we'd love to try to answer them. Anyone?
Don't be shy.
Yes. When you build to the north, what's going to happen to the building back there with the basement? I mean, I didn't see that in the diagram. Is it just going to be eliminated? Or?
No. 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 When we started looking at expansion, we thought of two different ways. Originally, we thought of the big north with the auditorium, all the offices. I think we had a kitchen, some other things that we did in there. And then we got the deer in the headlights look when we saw the price. And we really don't want to put our church in that predicament where we can't afford it. So then we looked at what are our needs? What's the biggest thing that we need right now? And we've got a growing family. We need room for them, the Sunday school rooms, et cetera. And so we started looking at that. That's when we redesigned that back the south. Now, when we do the, and it'll be some time, we'd like to do the auditorium real soon. We want to do this first. We've been here 10 years or whatever it is.
Almost 20.
20. And so, you know, maybe this might be 7-10 years out for that. Hopefully, if God blesses us, it might be sooner. When we put that on, it won't have all the offices that it showed in that diagram there. It'll be more of the auditorium feel. Maybe some, really, there's no need for other offices there.
No.
So it'll be much less than what you saw. It'll be a pared down version of that.
And all of those offices to the south will stay there.
Yeah.
It'll just be an auditorium to the north is kind of what we're thinking. Does that make sense? Yeah.
One of the advantages of having it just a sanctuary and maybe some bathrooms is we don't have to keep it heated all week, whereas we can keep this building and the offices heated.
Yeah.
So we save on some heating.
Yeah, that south thing is there to stay. That's where the offices are going to be. And it's nice, you know, one thing we didn't talk about is when we moved this building, and part of what we had to borrow money for is we bought 6 acres here. And so we have 6 acres, and then we bought, was it 10 or 16 more? We've got a lot of land here.
We go all the way to the highway.
We go all the way to the highway down to the creek. We've got a lot of space here that we can kind of go in both directions. And so going both directions kind of utilizes our space a little bit too. Other questions? Yeah, Paul.
I mean, a lot of us here are younger, not financially set, but stronger and able to work. Have you talked to, you were talking about making the people that are building comfortable with us working. Would we be subcontracted if you did that? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, the question is, there's a lot of folks who maybe don't have all kinds of money, but they have expertise or strength or time to really help with a lot of the actual physical labor of making it happen. Have we talked to the builders about that, and how would that work? Is that the question? Yeah, every builder that we talk to, we raise that option. How much of this do you think you'd be comfortable with us doing? And honestly, some builders are more comfortable with it than others. Some don't want a bunch of us running around with hammers. Others are, sure, come on in. So it depends a little bit on who we end up having do this, Paul.
If they've built up to a point and then finished it, so that would be in their way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's options like that we're exploring. Like if again, I'm repeating it for the when they put this on, if the builder built it to a point and then we took over, yeah, that's an option. We've looked at that. Can they frame it in and then we do all the flooring and the drywall and the painting and the finishing work? That's, you know, that's a possibility to do something like that that we're looking into.
Absolutely. I wanted to bring us one point on that. We will need a general contractor or somebody that's overseeing this project. When we moved the building, we had Dave, which was a blessing. It was right up his wheelhouse. He's mm-hmm. was able to be here every day and make sure contractors showed up and volunteers showed up. That's how do I want to say it? That it's not a concern, but that's an issue that you know, we've got the framing's done, and we got to do the plumbing, et cetera, and this has to be done. And our volunteer help got sick and couldn't come in. Things happen, and I don't want to diminish that because that we want. I think we want all the as much help as we can from the church ourselves. I mean, that's building our, you know, building each other up and working for God.
Mm-hmm.
So we want that, and so I'm sure we'll find a builder that will let us do that. There might be certain things that I think maybe they ought to do, some of the other things we should be able to do. But, yes, the more we can do ourselves, the better.
Right. Saves us money, gives us invested more. But, again, that somewhat depends on who we get to do it for us. But we're definitely working that angle as much as we can.
We want your help, Paul.
Yep.
Thanks for volunteering.
So far we got you and Jim are signed up.
Nobody else say
anything. Other questions about the money aspect or the building? Or
we have a goal as to when we're going to raise this fund?
Yes.
Well, you know, that's one thing I didn't say. We're going to ask people, we're going to spend the next, well, next week is Easter, then we're going to do two more weeks, and we're going to ask people to actually turn in those commitment forms by May 7th. That's the first Sunday in May. So we're hoping that people will think through, pray through, decide how much they can give, turn in the commitment forms by May 7th, so then we'll know how much money we have. And we've recognized and we've talked as you know, kind of the trustees and the pastors, you know what, if the congregation doesn't buy into this and we don't raise money, well, that might really be a sign that God doesn't want us to do this, and that would be fine if that's how God leads, you know. Okay? Because, again, we're not going to just borrow money and say, well, we don't care, we're going to charge ahead here. So we're hoping by May 7th is when we're asking for all the commitment cards to be in, and by that point we would know. But then we're not asking people to give all that money by May 7th. A lot of people will give, say, monthly. It's a three-year campaign. So, like, if you were here when we did the capital campaign for planting the church in La Crosse, what people did is, most people, what we did anyhow, it was my family gave monthly for 3 years. And so it's a three-year span where, say, if you pledged $9,000, just making the math easy, that would be $3,000 a year for 3 years. Does that answer the question?
Okay. Yeah. And we do have some money to get started because we're going to have to pay the, obviously, materials. We'll have some costs that'll go out right away. Architectural costs, that's probably the first big thing that's going to be coming up.
Yeah.
Because we'll have to have plans that we can submit to the state. We have some money, and plus we will, unfortunately, probably, you know, depending on how the commitments come in, we'll probably end up having like a bridge loan or a bank loan to build this. And I don't see any way around that, because we're going to probably end up having to come up with the majority of the money within 12 months.
Yeah.
And we want the commitments over 3 years.
Yeah.
I thought five, but 3 years, that's plenty.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Other questions?
Nope. I was wondering, somebody's going to ask what color the walls are going to be.
I don't know.
The kid wing, some of the children's ministry people are getting really excited about thinking and planning that out. So don't want to talk to anybody.
That's right, yes.
No. I don't.
It's really exciting to us. I think Kelly asked me, or Rob was talking about wanting to do children's ministry well.
Sure.
Excellent. To serve people.
Yeah.
And so you're not certain that you want to jump in on this. Maybe talk to Heather or Riley.
Yeah.
Well, we're really excited to see what God can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm staying out of the colors. And anything that with design.
Yeah.
We've been through this enough, so we.
Yes.
I'm as far as I want to go on that.
With the colors, yeah. Yeah. But that's something that we could do. You know, we're going to have to decorate that foyer, and there's probably people here who are really good at that kind of thing and making it feel very, very welcoming. Somebody here really knows how to make really good coffee. Maybe we'll buy one of those fancy espresso machines. We just got back from Italy, and they make really good espresso there. And so we can learn how to do that. Other questions about the building, about the finances, about the builders, about anything, even stuff we didn't talk about here tonight. If you have thoughts or questions about this, we can answer.
Well, I've got a full-time job, or two. I'll help as much as I can. Don Breedle, which he's at the...
he's at the ball, the Viennese ball, yes. Viennese,
but he's been very helpful, and he's lots of expertise, and so I would,
yeah.
I don't want to push it off, but yeah, I think Don would be more of the hands-on guy.
I would say, financially, I would say probably you're a little bit more of the point person there because Jim is the chairman of our board of trustees, and so financially you're kind of maybe looking at this.
If you have any questions on the finances, feel free to call me.
Yeah.
Stop and see me.
Yeah.
Interrupt me when I'm out here having coffee or something. But yes, anything on that, I would be more than happy to help.
And Don Breedle, again, was a guy who did construction contracting. Yes. He was a general contractor for many, many years. He's retired now from the university and has been very eager to step into a lot of the building end of this. And so he's been the one that's working primarily with the architects and the builders and things like that, and he will continue to kind of spearhead that side of it. So Don and Jim are really the ones, kind of the 1-2 punch there, I'd say. Spearheading it. Anything else, guys? And again, if you have a question, sing out. If you think of one in a week or in an hour, goodness, just feel free to ask. That's there's no, we just want to answer these questions, and they come up. Even you may have a question about, is the timing right or things like that. Want people to feel free to ask those kinds of questions because they're good questions to kick around and to think about, and we really are in this together. This is not the kind of decision that one or two people says, hey, we're going to do this, any more than in your family if one kid decides we're going to put on a new bedroom. Well, no, the whole family has to be involved in that. So we all do this together. So if you have questions going forward, feel free to track someone down. Any last questions here? Any other things that you guys would like to ask? We got some time here. Anyone? All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray, and we're gonna wrap it up for tonight. Just before I pray, remember that if you wanted to tithe or give to the church, that box is right there. Also, if you have a visitor card, you can drop it in the box on the way out. And I know that there's more egg rolls out there, so when we get done, we can hang out, and we can just enjoy each other for a little bit tonight. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much that you lead us. I'm grateful, God, that you are our Father. Lord, if we're a family, we're the kids, we're the brothers and the sisters, but you are a dad, and I'm grateful for that. Just like that song that we sang, you're a good, good Father, and we're loved by you. And Lord, this is your family, this is your church. Jesus, you're the head of this church, you say. You bought it, you own it, and we're just following you. We're taking your hand. That other song that we sang that said, I want to lead me on. I will run after you. I'll run hard after you. And so we just look to you, God, to be the one who gives us the wisdom about what to do here at Cedar Creek. We need your clarity of understanding, Lord. But also give us, Lord, the courage to step out in faith. If you ask us, we sang the song about going out on the waters and the deep waters, having the courage to step out in faith, Lord. We want to follow you, but we have to follow you, Lord, and not always our own understanding. And so, Lord, you just make it clear to us what you want us to do, and then help us together, hand in hand with you, hand in hand with each other, to step out in faith so, God, we can honor you, so, God, we can have an impact in this world, so, God, we can really give our lives to something that is permanent. And it's not a building. It's souls. It's men and women. Lord, that's what we want to do. We want to give our life to something that outlasts us, and that's heaven, that's eternity, that's you. It's the souls of the men and women around us, the souls of the men and women in this community. And so, Lord, if a building and some money does that, God, make it clear that that's what you're asking us to do. So we just ask you to lead us, to bless us, and we look to you, God, to provide. You provide. Everything we have is from you. All the money that we have, all the resources that we have, this building that we have as a church, everything we have individually, it's a gift from you. See, you've given it to us, God. You've given us the ability to make wealth, to have things. Every good gift comes from you, and so we're grateful. And so we want to just turn it over to you again. Watch you provide, Lord, in a new way. It's exciting, Lord, as a church family, as a church body, to be contemplating this and looking at this, Lord. You lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.